Mali has produced many world-famous artists and musicians. An art school in the country's capital, Bamako, is trying to use that rich cultural history to fight youth unemployment and to deter migration. Abdoulaye Konaté is a famous Malian artist. In 2004, he founded the Belafaseke Koyate Conservatory. Konaté said he wanted to offer students the chance to get a higher education without leaving Mali. To deter migration, one strategy the school has been using is to bring the world to the students. In addition to the school's 80 teachers, instructors from other countries regularly give classes at the school. Cuban teachers, for example, trained Jonathan Dembélé in classical guitar. Dembélé graduated from the school last year. He had returned to Mali after studying abroad in Denmark and Finland. This training made him a versatile musician, but he still prefers to play folk music. Some graduates find jobs at media agencies or as teachers. Others have set up businesses. The school did a study last year and found that 60% of its graduates have found work. Dembélé, the guitar player, plays music at weddings and other events. He plays regularly at a hotel, too. Dembélé said,
"Because it's not easy, I repeat it, it's not easy to live off the music here in Mali. Unless you have some branches somewhere else, not in Mali. Because in Mali, musicians are really not well paid. You work to survive."
Earlier this year, the conservatory hosted the Bamako Acoustic Festival. It was the first international music festival to take place in Bamako since 2012. In that year, conflict broke out in Mali. The country is still trying to recover. Konaté, the founder of the school, says the arts are a key weapon for peace. A new generation, he adds, that works in media and culture can help transform the country, reconcile people, and build the economy. I'm John Russell.